The band The Badleys was inducted into the first class of the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame in 2023. And here's a brief history of the group. The Badleys is a Pennsylvania-based roots rock band formed in 1990. The group released several independent albums, including Diamonds in the Coal, before achieving international success in the mid to late 1990s. The critically acclaimed 1995 album, River Songs, spawned two hit singles while the Badleys toured with top-notch artists like Greg Allman, Bob Seger, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant. Since 1999, the group has taken several extended breaks, but has continued to come back to perform and produce great material independently, and with much critical success and appreciation from a dedicated fan base. Individual members have inspired, mentored, produced for, and performed with scores of artists throughout Pennsylvania and beyond. In 2021, the Badleys group was inducted into the Central Pennsylvania Hall of Fame, which sparked the latest reunion of the classic group lineup, and the band, back at full steam, released a new self-titled album in December 2022. The band is currently working on its 10th full-length album, set to be released in 2025. That from a recent biography of the Badleys. It's a nice coincidence. One of the tunes on the Badleys album, Diamonds in the Coal, is titled Like a Rembrandt, Like a Rembrandt. And here are words from the chorus. It's like a Rembrandt, a one-of-a-kind in a shades-of-gray world. Like a Rembrandt, a genuine find in a come-and-go swirl. For nearly seven decades, the visual arts, music, and more have come together in the heart of downtown Wilkes-Barre in the month of May, giving us a one-of-a-kind experience in what is often a shades-of-gray world, to quote the Badleys. We might use a superlative and say, it's like a painting by a great master, a genuine find in a come-and-go swirl. That's the annual Fine Arts Fiesta. Fittingly, the Badleys will be headlining the 69th Fine Arts Fiesta in downtown Wilkes-Barre on Saturday night, May 17th, as Public Square is surrounded by some of the great masterpieces of the Western art tradition. Works by Leonardo da Vinci, Vermeer, Manet, and more. So, what better theme song could there be for a festival with a motto this year, Listen to Your Art, than It's Like a Rembrandt? It's like a Rembrandt, a one-of-a-kind in a shades-of-gray world. We have a chance today to have a conversation, not one but two, about this year's event. In this hour, we'll talk about the performing arts, and next hour, we'll focus on the visual arts. Gina Mowski of the Dance Theater of Wilkes-Barre and Carl Ockhammer Jr. of Zen Chaser Bonsai are members of the board of the Fine Arts Fiesta and co-chairs of the Performing Arts Committee, and they stopped in here at the WVIA Benko studio to talk about Fiesta and what we'll experience from May 15th through the 18th on Public Square.
We're 69 years, 69 fiestas. I think we missed one, but next year is a big celebration for 70. It's very big. So we're so excited.
And it's quite something because when you have a volunteer-run organization, it's hard to keep everybody together and keep the wheels turning for 5 years, let alone 70 years. So it really says a lot.
It is. You know, we have a great committee, and each committee member has their own task and their own job to do. Though we meet as a team and a group, we bounce a lot of ideas off of each other, but we all go back to our volunteer office. you know, I do the entertainment with Carl, and I have to say, for the entertainment, it is hard to get open slots. Besides our headliners and our bands in the evening, that really rotates, but the best part about it is the school bands, they hold their time slot for next year already, which I think is amazing. And the size of the bands never change. They always need 40 to 50 chairs, and we are always scrambling for music stands and chorus. So I think it's great when I already have half of my schedule done for next year already when this fiesta is over.
Yeah, it's nice to see all these groups coming back and that music's still alive in a lot of the schools around the area.
It's definitely a win-win on everybody's part because, you know, not only do we get to share these great school programs, these music programs, but it trickles off that everybody comes to see everything that's a fiesta. People have lunch and they walk around and see the art, and neighbors get to come, and friends and family without charge is the main thing. And we remind the businesses downtown. Still, we have a lot of businesses that either moved or are still working remotely. We remind them during Fiesta to please come down, have lunch, enjoy Fiesta, support what we're doing, because the foot traffic is really important from year to year to keep it going.
I always roll back in this chair with wheels when you tell me how many people tend to show up over the annual fiesta. How many people?
It's funny because Larry Newman, the executive director at Diamond City Partnership, has his formula, but he knows exactly how many people, the thousands of people that come down to our four-day fiesta. And, you know, it makes it worthwhile. We start Fiesta when Fiesta's over. There's not a break. And especially next year because it is the 70th. But we work really hard. So when people come and support and enjoy the arts, and whether you're a newcomer or people who have been there, some for all 69, it's just a really great four-day festival.
And Carl, you have told us in the past that you are interested in developing an audience for people who may not be big names yet, but certainly the headliners are. But you know some really dynamite musicians who take part and now have developed followings.
Yeah, we have a band on Friday night that's been playing in our area for close to 30 years, or it's their 30th anniversary. We look for out of the area acts, but this is Flaxie Morgan's having their 30th anniversary. So they're local and they've been playing around for a long time. I went to music school with with Jason, if he's still playing. But they're bringing a big band this year to really celebrate that 30th anniversary. And they were really adamant about playing for us. So that was nice. You know, they're like, hey, we want to work for you. Opening for them is the Southside Five, another absolutely remarkable group of musicians. Bluegrass, jam, jazz kind of group. They're just phenomenal.
And the performing arts are not just musical.
No, it's funny. This year we had, I believe the grandmother is part of the Wyoming Valley Art League. Her grandson, he is doing spoken word. So I'm so excited. His name is Mr. Toad, and he is going to be on Thursday, May 15th at 4:00. It is like a rap. He only has a couple songs to do, but he is making his debut, so we are so excited for that. And then the dance groups are all going to be there. Little Theater will be there. We have Rockology.
One of the guys in the Brendan Brisk band who's closing the show for us, his group, he teaches up there, and he asked if a little group can play.
So the Mount Zion Baptist, not only are they singing, but they are doing a dance portion as well. So we have back-to-back, and they are so powerful. They're mesmerizing. They are just great to see. But we just have a great variety. Anne Charge is coming with her flutists. And oh my gosh, they get up at 4:30 in the morning and do the morning spots, and they play on the square. And they are just, they're lovely. And not only lovely, but they have a passion for their art, which is so nice to see. With an audience or without an audience. And she beams from ear to ear just watching them play. So all that stuff just makes it worthwhile.
So the idea then is, once the opening ceremonies take place, then you're entertaining us more or less most of the time.
Yeah, it's nonstop entertainment from Thursday when we do the welcome, the mayor opens up Fiesta. This year we have Building Blocks Learning Center. They opened up a new location in the Art District down by the Sardoni Art Gallery. They're going to march down to do our Pledge of Allegiance and our national anthem. Then we have a group from Susquehanna Prep that's going to do some songs. And then the plug gets pulled and it just goes.
Any time of the day you come down, whether it's for lunch or dinner or just to walk around, you're going to see some kind of music or hear some kind of music, see some kind of dancing or entertainment or arts.
Is it time to announce the headliner?
Absolutely. A local band called The Badleys, who has made it pretty big in the modern music scene. They started here in our area, and we're happy to have them on stage Saturday. So that's our headliner. And opening up for those guys, or before that, is Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen. Phenomenal blues rock guitar player. He's been around our area for at least 20 years playing. And yeah, you will get a good night of rock and pop music Saturday night. So, and yeah, just enjoy it and grab some food, sit down and watch the acts and just relax because the weather's going to be beautiful.
And there really is something for everyone. Making their third year appearance at the Fiesta, Mary Therese Beeble from the Times Leader is a part of Contra Dance. And we were in a forum meeting once and, you know, she raised her hand so quietly and said, you know, if there's ever room. And we tried it a few years ago and people absolutely loved it. There's a fiddler and a caller and they come in and you don't have to have a partner and they do it right below the stage. And, you know, I think the first year there was maybe 10 and then next year there was over 20. So we're looking forward to that too. So there really is a big variety. And on Sunday, the Wyoming Valley Poetry Society, they start the Fiesta on Sunday and they're there for about an hour and a half. And just to give a little toot to our Carl on Saturday to open up the Fiesta, he does the national anthem and he plays the trumpet. And it is quite remarkable. So I pencil him in every year, even without asking.
Thanks. I'll do my best to take it up the octave this year. We'll see. I jazzed it up a little last year and I think it was okay.
And our children's tent, which this year it is sponsored by the Luzerne Foundation. We're so lucky. Sarah Borland is in charge of the children's tent and it is free. The kids get to come in there and it's not just a coloring sheet. It is a fabulous art project. There's strollers and storytellers and there's all kinds of things for kids underneath this tent where they just get to go in and create. And so we thank the Luzerne Foundation for that. And then Yellow Zinnia is our artist market sponsor. And it's Brian who looks for Yellow Zinnia to plant and to put on the tables for the public to come and sit. So we tried to connect all the dots with thank yous that people could publicly see.
I'm going to ask you, Miss Gina, are you going to bring your dancers?
Yes, we will be there. We will be there Friday, May 16th, 5 o'clock. And what we're doing this year, which is very, very exciting, I gave my dancers the opportunity to do their own choreography on each other. So they are going to get to perform. Now, these girls are from the age 11 to 16, and they are going to be showing their own work. So I'm going to do one piece because I am doing an original ballet on May 31st at the Kirby. We're doing the ballet of the story of Mulan. And so I'm going to give one little sneak peek then, but then I'm going to turn it over to the girls, and they are going to show off their choreography, and they are so excited.
And Carl, another hat that you wear has to do with the Bonsai Society, and you often have a display.
Yes, I have a huge display of bonsai there, a bunch of trees for sale, and I talk about the art and try to get people educated into an ancient art that's been around for 1,200, 1,500 years and get a little zen in people's life.
It is a fan favorite. Let me say that tent is always filled and people are so curious and it's people who know all about it. And then there's some people who have no idea and he takes the time to explain it and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful area.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. It's nice to hear that people are coming down to see me and not just all the music and all the cool dancers.
And if we could give one more shout out to a Crestwood area senior, her name is Molly Simcoe. She designed our poster this year and the theme is Listen to Your Art. So we're excited to show off her poster.
Well, I just have to say that I'm impressed that the winner from Crestwood chose to use a radio in the image.
We were too.
That's pretty neat though. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
We thought it was going to be all ears, but she did a good job.
Over the years, we've often spoke with Marianne Fedrick about the Fiesta board member, president as she was. Since last year, has Marianne Fedrick passed away?
She has. She has. And her family is sponsoring the award that she did in memory of her husband. So it is now called the Howard B. and Mary Ann Fedrick Friend of the Arts Award. So we're excited because Marianne was such a big part of Fiesta, and we're trying to make it not a void, but a celebration. So we're very happy and thankful for her family for the support.
Marianne often laughed about the old cliche, it never rains at Fiesta. She was more philosophical and said, if it rains, it rains, but there'll be some sunshine. And she would always have a big, broad smile. Well, Carl, before we close, anything else that you'd like to draw our attention to?
Well, we'll definitely recap the Friday night Flaxie Morgan 30th anniversary, the band, and opening for them is the Southside Five, another absolutely remarkable group of musicians. Bluegrass, jam, jazz kind of group. They're just phenomenal. And then Saturday, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen right before the Badleys, which is our headliner. They're all local musicians. So our area has some incredible talent. And Southside Five, most of those guys could go to New York or any of the big cities and just jam and play. All the, you know, the Badleys made it big with some great hits. And Dustin Douglas, he could be playing anywhere. We do have another local group actually coming out of Wilkes on Sunday at noon, the Lazy River Jazz Band. Phil Simon, one of the music guys down at Wilkes, put a little jazz group together. So it'll be a nice little jazz lunch for you at noon. Then we have the Mozart Club at 1:30 or so. Then the Contra Dance Rebels, like Gina said. And then we're going to close it with the Brendan Brisk Band, another local band who have done great shows for us over the last 2 years, and people just stayed there and watched them. So we're like, hey, let's let them close up the festival for us again and see how that goes. I'm going reminiscent back to like the George Wesley days. So he was a big draw. So hopefully these guys can keep going over the next couple of years and develop a nice little following for us.
And we just want to remind everybody, because a lot of people think because the Fiesta is 69 years old, that it's not just the same old Fiesta. It changes. When time changes, Fiesta changes. So we have a lot of stuff every year. It's new energy. It's new art. You don't want to miss it. So hopefully we'll see everybody at Fiesta.
Gina Malsky of the Dance Theater of Wilkes-Barre and Carl Ockhammer, Jr., of Zen Chaser Bonsai, members of the board of the Fine Arts Fiesta and co-chairs of the Performing Arts Committee, speaking with us about the 69th Fine Arts Fiesta taking place on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre from May 15th through the 18th. For more information, on the web, fineartsfiesta.org, fineartsfiesta.org. You can follow them on Facebook. The 2025 Fine Arts Fiesta. The theme is Listen to Your Art, May 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information, on the web, fineartsfiesta.org.
I got my baby by my side. Forever, girl, we will ride, driving down the road.
Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen opening for the Badleys on Saturday evening. For the full schedule, fineartsfiesta.org.